Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, it's Jesse Green here. Welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. And today is part one of our practice success series. And I'm recording this at the beginning of 2021. Now, we all understand that 2020 was, well, frankly, it was a year for the history books. It was a year that threw everything at us, the kitchen sink, so to speak, whether it was bushfires, pandemics, all sorts of things that happened in 2021. And I think it's really important to understand that we need to be able to set the intention for how we want to move forward into this year. And so this practice success series is really aimed as helping you get what you want from 2021. So I wanted to record this as a three-part series. And the first part of this really is about understanding where you want to be in 12 months. What is it you want to achieve? What are the things you want to accomplish? And I guess in all of that, it's about setting a clear vision. And it's important to understand that as you set this clear vision, that you are indeed clear about it, because these 12 months will set you up. These 12 months represent a tremendous opportunity for those practice owners who are willing and able to grasp that opportunity and to capitalize with it and to really run with it. And so I think all progress really begins by telling the truth, and we've got to tell the truth to ourselves. And that means understanding exactly where we are right now. What's working really well in our practice? What's not working so well in our practice? What are the things that, you know, we want to achieve? So I guess to start this process, it's about really getting clear, as I said, about where you want to be in 12 months and what you want to achieve. And I'm firmly of the view that this year, 2021, is a year of opportunity. After every setback, there's a bounce back. With every adversity, there is the seed of an equal or greater opportunity. And the reason I think there is such tremendous opportunity right now, particularly, is, you know, perversely, the economy for dentistry is going quite well because there is no international travel. Whether there's a vaccine that arrives shortly or otherwise, international travel is going to be restricted for a while. And that means that money has to be spent somewhere. And we're seeing trends with, you know, house renovations, dental work, etc., being the beneficiaries of those restrictions in other areas. So while I'm sad for some people and the effect that that has for them, it's our time to have a bit of time in the sunshine. And so, as I said a moment ago, how you capitalize on this opportunity is going to be determined by how you view it. You've got to be able to see it as an opportunity. You've got to be able to understand that it is a gift that's coming our way, and we want to be able to run with that gift and take that short-term surge and convert it into long-term success and really set yourself up for not just 2021, but for the years that follow that. And if you get these things right, then you're absolutely going to be in a position to do very well in the longer term as well. So as I said, all progress begins with telling the truth, and we've got to tell the truth mostly to ourselves. And so I'm going to take you through an exercise that I'd like you to take some notes on, grab a piece of paper, make some notes, and think about these things. And I want to encourage you to really engage with the thought process here, because it's easy to do this superficially. It's easy to kind of gloss over the top of it, but I encourage you to do the thinking, to do the work, and to get this down and to really give it the analysis it deserves. Because after all, business is an intellectual sport. It's not something you just kind of trot out. It's not something you do by shooting from the hip or shooting from the lip, so to speak. It's about putting some serious and critical thought into what you do so you can get what you want from it. So the first critical thinking question is to describe exactly where your practice is right now. So as you reflect on the year that's been 2020, what worked for you? Was it your leadership that worked? Was it your team that worked? How did your systems go? What happened with your finances? What about your marketing? What about your case presentation? What were the things that worked really well in your practice? And equally, what were the things that didn't? And I'm going to encourage you, rather than just kind of jotting down some bullet points and going, oh, your sales or case acceptance was good, bad, or indifferent, you know, new patient was okay, I'd like you to write this in sentences and be descriptive about it. You might want to write something like, the team really stepped up this year, the training that we had put in place, you know, the year prior to that really paid dividends, and we're able to see that during COVID when the training kicked in and patients were receiving the best possible care under very difficult circumstances. You know, whatever that might mean for you. So be descriptive with it, write in sentences, because when you write in sentences, you're going to get more detail. You're going to have to understand why those things worked for you. And equally, when you think about the things that didn't work for you, again, I'm going to encourage you to be descriptive. Why didn't they work? You know, I worked harder this year than I've ever worked before. I found that we didn't have the systems I thought we had in place. They crumbled under pressure. And that meant that I had to step back in into the practice in ways that I hadn't wanted to or hadn't expected to. And I realized that my systems weren't as robust as I thought they were, or whatever it might have been for you. So again, write that down like a journaling exercise. Get full sentences out. Get the feeling behind it. You know, what was the impact of that for you? You know, the impact of that is I didn't spend as much time with my family during the shutdown period. It meant that my kids were being homeschooled while my wife or husband was looking after them, and I didn't get the opportunity to participate in the way that I wanted to. You know, whatever it may be for you. So again, start that journaling process. What worked in 2020? What didn't work? And then as we start to get that, I guess, that qualitative story written down, then let's look at the quantitative numbers as well. Let's look at your metrics. Again, what worked and what didn't? You know, we expected to, you know, have a revenue of $1 million, and we managed to hit 1.2 million, or whatever it happens to be. Or we managed to hit a profit of, you know, $400,000 when we're expecting it to be, you know, $350,000. Or reverse, maybe we expected to, you know, hit revenue goals of 1.5 million this year and we only hit 1.2, or whatever it happens to be. But it's important to look at your practice dashboard if you have a dashboard, and if you don't, then perhaps think about getting one. But look at, again, the year that was. What were your goals? What were your aspirations? And how did you go against those goals and aspirations? And you're going to look at some, you know, metrics around numbers, around revenue. You're going to look at metrics around profitability, you know, revenue per chair, revenue per employee, associate billings, all those sorts of things. You're going to look at your effective hourly rate. Now, effective hourly rate is a very important metric for the work that we do at Savvy Dentist. And in essence, it's your free cash flow, which is different to your profitability, but it's your free cash flow divided by the number of hours you worked. Was that where you wanted it to be? Because your effective hourly rate measures your ability to generate revenue, it measures your ability to manage your expenses, and it measures your degree of leverage in your practice. And of course, if you were sucked back into the practice because your systems collapsed or whatever it is, you would see a dip in your effective hourly rate because you're working longer hours. So again, look at those numbers, see where you expected to be, see where you actually landed, and then start, again, the journaling process again to explain those numbers. What's the story behind those numbers? What do they tell you? So then again, let's start thinking about the future goals. What's the vision for 2021? You know, what does it look like? How do you feel about that? You know, what are you going to be experiencing? And write that in the present. You know, I'm so grateful that, you know, in 2021, I was able to achieve X, Y, and Z. It's allowed me to be the parent I've always wanted to be. It's given me more time with my spouse. It's given me the peace of mind that I've always been seeking, or whatever it is. So again, start thinking about that in the present tense. Be as creative and descriptive around that future vision for your practice as you can be. So again, as much detail as you can possibly create, because that detail is going to engage your imagination, it's going to engage your reticular activating system, so that you're going to focus in on that like a laser beam and really work hard throughout the year subconsciously to bring that to life. And of course, we need to look at our practice in the context of our life. So you might want to look at other elements of your life as well and start thinking about your vision, your future vision around that, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your health and well-being, whether it's about your finances outside the practice, whatever it happens to be for you. So I guess the thing is, if you look at that vision, you can then identify where the gaps are from where you are now to where you want to be. What are the things that are different, you know, from your ideal outcome compared to your current situation? What are those gaps? And then identify what are the areas that are most important to you that you want to make some meaningful and significant progress. So as you go through this process, it's then about making sure that you go, okay, over the next quarter, I'm going to need to pick a couple of projects to focus on. And what are the specific actions I'm going to need to, you know, take in relation to those projects? Maybe I'm going to be starting to review my systems again. Maybe I'm going to look at my systems and do a bit of audit and traffic light them. Yeah, that's a green one. That's an amber one. And we're missing one altogether. So maybe the action around your systems is to do the audit, identify the ones that are, you know, amber or red, and start working on those. Set aside some time for that so you can focus on those things, because again, nothing changes if nothing changes. And the thing that stops people doing the things that they need to do is time. And of course, you know, we need to understand that if we don't make time for these things because we're always doing dentistry, that's going to keep you in the rat race. It's going to make sure that you're constantly strapped to a handpiece. You're never going to be able to escape the practice. So you've got to understand that making money keeps you trapped. Focusing just on clinical work is what keeps you peddling ever harder. And it's also really important to understand that the projects that you make time for are meaningful, and are they going to move the needle? Or am I really just rearranging my sock drawers, I like to say? Am I doing things that make a difference, or am I doing things to tidy up around the edges and that don't actually make a difference? So you're going to need to assess those things. So again, as we think about practice success, what I'm really getting you to think about up front now is, what do you want from this 12 months? Because if we can set that intention, and then we know clearly what our destination is, we know clearly what our starting point is, we can start to map that journey. And that journey looks like going quarter by quarter, what are the projects I need to focus on, what are the specific actions around those projects, and then how do I make time to execute those actions? Knowing that the thing that's going to move your practice forward fastest are the things that allow you to focus on business development rather than merely focusing on your clinical activities. Now, if you love your clinical activities, that's great, that's fine, but you still need to create some time to train your team, to write the systems, to be able to delegate effectively so that you can get back to focusing on your clinical work. And that's what it's going to allow you to do the things that you enjoy most of all. Now, it's important also to remember that success is personal. There's no one-size-fits-all definition of success. You've got to be writing your own story. It's important not to get caught up in other people's definitions of success, keeping up with the Joneses and so on. What's important to you, and create a business that gives you what you want out of all of this. So again, that's the first part of it. Now, of course, when we come back for part two, we're going to be talking all about who we need to be. Who do I need to be in order to achieve these things? We're going to be talking about leadership. We're going to be talking about habits. We're going to be talking about skills to learn and so on and so forth. And then, of course, part three is about dealing with things that go awry. Because if 2020 taught us anything, it's taught us that we need to be resilient and we need to be able to cope with setbacks and missteps. And so we're going to be covering that in parts two and three. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you happen to own a dental practice, I'm going to encourage you to come across to the Savvy Dentist Facebook group. In that Facebook group, there is a ton of resources there that are going to help you get more from your practice, to get more out of your life. And if you're already knowing that you want to get traction, get moving on this, then I'm going to invite you to book a strategy call with me. Head across to savvydentist.com/call and book yourself a time to come and talk to me. We'll map out a game plan for you based on where you are, where you want to get to, really get some clarity about what that plan of action looks like. And then you're going to have the clear guidance, direction to, you know, get that done and create the practice and life that you really want to create in 2021 and beyond. So that's it for me. Look forward to talking to you in the next episode, part two of our practice success series. So I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.